exercise change?
That's very important to be self-aware. But I do think that's quite a downfall in our society nowadays. I don't think we're raised as much as we were to be very honestly self-aware. It's possibly not.
Talk more about that, honestly self-aware.
I'm not entirely sure whether a lot of us are very quick to be aware what our failings are, or in a constructive way. I think our society possibly constantly tells us when we're younger that we are pretty good at something, or we're pretty impressive, or we are always top of the class. And, I mean, you hear it all the time, you know, my kid's really bright, and it's as if there's no other bright kids around, you know. I mean, nobody ever says, well, my kid's really thick, do they?
So, not that I've heard recently.
I think we've become very rewarding of things instead of being a little more honest. I think years ago people used to be a little more honest, and they'd look in the mirror a little bit more and say, well, actually, I'm not entirely sure. I'm very impressed with the way I dealt with that situation today.
All right.
I think people are a little bit, maybe we're a little more arrogant than we used to be.
Okay, and as a result, we either don't see our shortcomings, or we sort of feel that even if we do see them, they're not that bad. We minimise them.
I think we do.
All right. So honesty is, yeah, that's, so if we're actually truly honest with ourselves, we may have much more of an accurate picture of the things we, that would be helpful to change.
I think so. Yeah, I think we're a little bit overconfident, and possibly it must come as a shock to many people when they do actually realise that there are things wrong with them.
Sure. So just as an example here, I'm sort of thinking the person that, you know, maybe is a bit overconfident. Oh, I could start exercising if I wanted, you know. I'll just, from nothing, I'll decide to go for a half-hour run 3 days a week. They do that, and they find it very, very difficult. And not only have they found it physically difficult, but it's kind of an ego hit in a way. So yeah, because they weren't that self-aware in the first place, they really take a hard hit when they do it.
I think that example is pretty common in sport. I meet quite a few people that suddenly say, oh, I could do that. That's not, you know, I think I could do a 3-hour marathon. And they have no idea about how much work goes into a 3-hour marathon. Mm. And their only reason for saying that is because they used to be quite good at sport when they were school. But if they ever got off their backsides and went for it, there's a huge journey to get for that 3-hour marathon. And yeah, I think people need to be a little more realistic with themselves. Things are hard to achieve. And even at our level, we might be more aware of these things than some other people. You sit and watch the Olympics in London, very few people have got any idea how fast those people are moving in that marathon or something like that. Where even people that are schooled on it really can't really figure out just how quick and beautiful those people are at that movement. Yeah. It's a lifetime of dedication. So I don't think people are realistic with their self-assessment very much at all nowadays.
Sure. Well put. So really it's that, yeah, being realistic, and the first part of that is being honest. And then from that honesty, we can be a bit more subjective and a bit more realistic about things, and that in turn gives us a better chance of giving things a go.
Isn't it?